All right, everybody, welcome to the Cantina MX podcast. Two-man team here. This is Albert Campa. I'm here with Jaime Landeros. How's it going, Jaime?
I'm doing good, man. It's been an interesting week, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, so let's get in this week. This is a week of MLS versus League MX in the CONCA Champions. The much waited, I think everyone was waiting for this game, Leon taking on LAFC. Previously, everyone was going crazy about all these players going to MLS and the MLS has taken over and all these. And we've had some heated chat in the Cantina chat. So yeah, let's discuss like what was the main things, I guess, for you. We're still going through it. Like Olympia and Seattle Sounders are playing right now, but yesterday were the first games. And
I think for me, we saw this crazy run by LAFC, in their domestic league and how Carlos Vela was the MVP, but everybody was curious to see how they would stack up against some real adversary and some actual competition and how they would stack up against, some Mexican teams. And some people even thought, they could even beat León, but it was funny to see LAFC just had no answers to León. And León were honestly pretty merciful. They could have easily won the game 3 or 4 nil. But this was Carlos Vela's first game in Mexico. Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, so like in my opinion, LAFC was sort of, I mean, we knew even from like their MLS season last year that their defense was sort of suspect. They gave up a lot of goals. They scored some goals, but they gave up a lot of goals, especially I remember against the LA Galaxy in the playoffs. So I knew their defense was not very well. They had the runners up front, they had Vela up front, and this León
Yeah,
team is in third place right now.
they got rid of Zimmerman too. They got rid of like one of their center backs.
Oh yeah. So this defense, like you said, 2-0 based on this defense is not too, it's not too good. It could have been more. It probably should have been more, but I would say 2-0. I think Hercules Gomez says they got off pretty easy against León. LAFC did, so that's sort of like a good result. But still, everyone and even all the Liga MX fans were just going crazy, like saying, what gap and all this stuff, which I think was a little going overboard. But I pretty much expected this, sort of this to happen. I did see like when you mentioned Carlos Vela. There were some moments where he was really dangerous. Like he did one pretty good cross, like on the ground pass in the middle, which almost resulted in a scoring opportunity, but they missed it. He was dangerous, but he was like I think marked really well, and sort of disappeared in much of the game. So.
Isn't it funny that like fans were booing him when he was taking corners and stuff, and it just goes to show like he doesn't really have a solid relationship with Mexico. And when the game ended, he refused to do any type of interviews. He went straight to the bus because he doesn't want to deal with the Mexican press. So
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that's another thing that I think is expected. The guy, in my opinion, is really sensitive. I don't want to be rude or anything, but he's sort of a little baby. Even before the game, like he was when the team arrived at the airport, I believe, a fan, I don't know if you saw the video, a fan went up to try to talk to him, and he had this big bodyguard dude and sort of like pushed the guy's camera and phone out of the way who was trying to take a video of Carlos.
Oh, wow.
And Carlos just standing there like looking straight ahead. He didn't even look at the dude or say, yeah, come on, let me take a picture or whatever. He was just standing there. It might have been press who was just like hounding. But his bodyguard was like, get the heck out of here, and pushed him away. And he was just like, okay, he's going to Mexico. It seemed like he was like, okay, I'm going here. I don't really want to be here. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing here? No one likes me. I'm all alone and stuff. But
Think the only place he feels at home is Quintana Roo, you know, his home in Cancun.
yeah, he just takes things too. I mean, I'm sure he got messed. He got messed up pretty bad with the national team and stuff. But yeah, he just seems so like on the defensive and so scared and meek and stuff.
Yeah, I think I'll be very, very eager to see, because he'll have to be at the press conference, I think, in LA, you know, so he can't avoid the press for so long. He's gonna have to respond and give some, you know, give the people what they want. I think the real winners of the game were the fans, man. The LAFC fans that went all the way to Guanajuato, they look like they created a pretty good friendship with MLS fans. Although I will say though, people on Twitter were saying, "Oh, they got applauded and stuff." Like, all right, let's take it easy. All right, one step at a time.
They got what?
You know, like I guess the León fans after the game were starting to applaud the LAFC fans. Like
Oh.
they were like clapping and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a video of that, and that sort of makes sense. Like, a lot, some positivity
Yeah,
to your
I mean
guys.
those fans are they're probably the best in the MLS, and I mean they kind of they showed up, you know, they showed up at the game. But I mean, their season hasn't even started yet, so that's the excuses that we're gonna start to hear once all these MLS teams get slowly eliminated from this tournament.
Yeah, we've already heard him. I follow one dude in particular. I forget his name. MLSist, I think is his name. He goes
Oh
crazy.
yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Martin already put it. Well, he gave his take. I think he put it to. He posted about the last time MLS was in season. During CONCACAF Champions, they ended up losing to or. Sporting KC lost to Pachuca, I believe. Like 5-0 or
Monterrey?
2-0. No, Sporting FC, like the MLS side in the
Oh.
CONCACAF Champions. So even when they were in season, they still ended up losing to Liga MX teams. Although, I think no, it wasn't America. It was well, yeah, America lost to Toronto, I think, or Toronto limited one Mexican team, and then
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Chivas America final,
yeah, and then
but
Toluca got eliminated by Sporting
Sporting.
KC.
Yeah.
So there's two. So it wasn't like fully domination, full domination, even though Chivas did win, or the Mexican side did win the tournament in the end. But yeah, it seems that there's always, some high expectations for MLS, and they put up a good fight in some games, but then they always end up losing.
And I mean, it's their own fault, you know, because they're the ones that don't want to be on the rest of the world schedule. You know, they decide to start their season in the middle of fucking spring. It's like, yo, the rest of the world has the same season. You guys are the only ones in the entire world that don't want to go with the rhythms with the rest of the world. And this
Yeah.
is, you know, the consequences. You go into this first game of the season completely just out of rhythm. But I mean, it wasn't that easy for Mexican teams yesterday either. Cruz Azul, like, were losing up until like the 95th minute.
Yeah.
They scored two goals in stoppage against this team from Jamaica, so they had trouble. Tigres lost to Alianza yesterday, and Tuca looked like he was ready to murder the entire team. And then America yesterday in a hackathon against Comunicaciones 1-1.
Yeah,
Did you see that game?
I think, yeah, I did. That was pretty bad. It was crazy. And the ref, I like how he's they nope, it was only two times. It was only two times. And Yeah, that was ridiculous. But I think this is just all, it doesn't really matter. One of the negative things about Liga MX going to play these teams is they don't really like care, man. Like they put it forth and everything, but these are like lesser important games, and they're not putting all their effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, they were fielding like their B side. They weren't even, you know, starting their best players.
Yeah, so that's one aspect of when on the return leg when it really matters, they're gonna even if they put in like partial B side, A side, they're gonna put they're gonna put all their effort into it. And so I'm not really worried about the Tigres loss, the Leo or the Cruz Azul struggling or America struggling. I expect them all three to pull through. I mean, LAFC I could see like putting up a fight, causing some struggles for Leon at home, but still not, I don't think they're sufficient to beat Leon in that series. Real quick, Louis on the chat says y'all see Ponce being a B. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Ponce. I saw that video. We saw the video of him either trying to fight some dude or and then his big old muffin top bodyguard trying to fight some dude. But yeah, right now, who's playing? Olympia and Seattle Sounders are playing, and that's 1-0 Seattle. And then earlier today, New York City FC
Scored
beats,
5 goals.
yeah, five. Well, it's a high scoring game, 5-3. They let 3 goals from San Carlos, so a little bit of action still going on today. And somebody just scored. So Seattle scored, Jordan Morris scored, it looks like a second goal for Seattle, so they're gonna go through on that side of the bracket on the Tigres side.
Yeah, it'll be yeah, I expect all the, like you said, all Mexican teams to go through. We'll see how it goes for the MLS sides. You know, I didn't know this. Thierry Henry is coaching Montreal.
Oh yes.
I didn't know that.
And they're in this tournament. They tied Saprissa.
Like, he went from coaching Monaco to coaching Montreal. That's a huge step down. Holy smokes.
Jeez. So yeah, the
It's kind of
return.
like, what happened?
Oh no, go ahead.
Oh, it's like kind of like when Matias, you know, when he left Chivas, they thought he was going to get a big offer from like a national team or whatever, and then he ends up going to the San Jose Earthquakes. So it's like, huh, what
Yeah.
happened?
Yep. So the next leg is next week. That'll be the final leg. And then in March, 10th through 12th March. And 17th through 19th is the quarterfinals. And then the.
Yeah, LAFC got fucked as far as the schedule goes because they have, for some, I mean, the return leg for some reason on Thursday, and then they have their season opener against Miami on Sunday. So I wonder if they'll just, I don't know. We'll see how they split the team because I
Yeah.
can see Leon scoring some more goals on them.
It's gonna be tough for those dudes. Sort of interesting seeing the LAFC guys, Chicano, Mexican American dudes over there singing in Spanish and chanting and stuff, but rooting for a non-Mexican team. But yeah, they had some fun. They turned out there a little bit. But it was pretty good how Leon, like their side of the field was just like flags everywhere, man. Some good support from the Leon side.
Yeah, man. They showed up.
So that's CONCACAF Champions. So before we get into like the whole Liga MX schedule and everything, let's talk a little bit about what Louis was saying. So So Miguel Ponce was, or Chivas was arriving in Tijuana, I believe, right? And
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
Miguel Ponce gets down, and a fan was trying to talk to him, and he gets like face to face, stare down. I think he might have pushed, the camera wasn't showing. He might have pushed him. And
Said that he was signing autographs, and this dude in particular hit his chest like three times. And then he reacted like anybody would, like, yo, like, fuck off. And then his big ass bodyguard just like shoves him out of the way.
so let's see, Chia Hermanos, he gives a he tweeted a
Yeah,
statement.
he responded.
Okay, so it's about the video that's circulating the net. Lamento profundamente mi reacción a la provocación que recibí. Oh, so he was provoked. Oh, he said he received three slaps to the chest while he was signing a shirt, and that made him react, but he still should have stayed calm. He says, "You are the base of Chivas, and I will always direct myself with humility and respect. I would desire to be united." Okay, so he says tres manotazos en el pecho mientras firmaba. Manotazos en el pecho. Yeah, man. Like me and Ron talk about whenever, you know how players like they'll grab each other's face. They'll grab opponents. I don't do that stuff, man. You don't grab my face. That's like humiliating, dude. Yeah, so slapping the dude's chest, like hitting the guy's chest. That's the reactions though, man. We gotta check out this reaction. Oh wait.
Which what I just wait, what reaction?
The replies to his thing. Okay.
I just like that. So Chivas liked his tweet, and then someone took a screenshot of the big boy, and they're like, "Yes, Marano
Yeah,
kid."
that's what I'm talking about there. Oh my gosh.
The
Yeah, man. Let's see. Look at this dude. Like, I need to get the video. I'm showing it on the Yeah, man, this guy.
on the YouTube.
He's
Oh man.
that dude's gonna get memed out, man. Who just joined? Let's see. What's up? Oh, I thought somebody joined. Never mind.
Dude, talk about it's been such a tough time to be a Chivas player, man. Like, you got this going on now with Ponce, but the entire week was being I mean, everybody was talking about Antuna and Alvaro Morales, and Alvaro Morales just no Vaseline, bro. He just can't. Like, Antuna missed a clear chance on a breakaway against Cruz Azul, and Chivas ended up losing the game, and he got booed, and he ended up breaking down and crying after the game and
Yeah.
apologizing to the fans. And then Alvaro Morales tweeted about how he needs to retire. And then it's just been a shit show ever since.
It's hilarious. Like okay, so this is my, it's sort of weird because it's like never really happened to this extent. And I've seen the word bullying be thrown around, and I can understand that a little bit. But it happens all the time, like on Picante. They don't do it directly and like calling out a single player like this and laugh at, like the way he laughs, ha 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 ha, and all this,
Yeah.
and saying, "I'm in your head, Urielito," and all. And it's sort of true, man. He might be in his head because you can just imagine, like when you're watching the Chivas game or tomorrow. Whenever he gets the ball, you're gonna be thinking, okay, what's he gonna do? Is the pressure gonna be too much? Is he not gonna be able to handle it? Because he did say, okay, in LA you're comfortable. It's nice and you're nice and in MLS and there's no pressure. Now you're with Chivas. You're expected to do really good things. And if you don't, then what's up? How are you going to handle it?
Let me ask you this. Do you think Alvaro crossed the line? Because at what point are you a journalist and at one point are you just straight up like being unprofessional? Because I think he has crossed the line. I think he's been a little bit more unprofessional. And at this point, it just feels like he's just doing it for the ratings for ESPN.
Yeah, I do think it is out of the norm for a journalist. Like if you're a journalist and you're supposed to be professional and you're supposed to, you know, do things properly and be, you know, ask the right questions and show respect and all this stuff. Yeah, that's, you know, that's out of the norm and it is crossing the line. But
yeah, because I mean,
ESPN is okay with it. I mean, he has a show that's all about this. It's his caricature. It's what it's about. It's what he's all about. It's what the show's all about. So he's not getting fired. He's getting clicks. He's getting reaction. The player even reacted to him, which I think was a mistake. Antuna shouldn't have reacted and, you know, gotten into it with him. He's got to be higher than that. If he does, like, I don't have a problem. Like, it's sort of like the free speech type of thing. I don't have a problem with what, I mean, maybe he shouldn't have done it, but I don't have a problem with what he's doing. I have a problem sort of with Antuna coming back, but again, I don't have a problem with that either. If he can handle it, like if, you know, talk back, interact with the Twitter people. If you can handle it, if you don't let it get to your head, or if you don't, like, some people say never read replies because they're all negative and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it depends. It is sort of messed up. I get the calling him a clown and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think, like, he did mess up by responding to that tweet because that just justifies what he's doing, you know? Like, Morata, he had some good points, you know? He said it's different scoring again. Because if you guys don't remember, like, Antuna had a really good Gold Cup and he scored, like, I forgot how many goals, like, at least three or four. And, but, you know, obviously it was against, like, Cuba and Martinique and all these, like, small countries.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Chivas spent a lot of money for him. I mean, the rumor is about $10 million. So it was a lot of money for him and for us to, you know, buy him for that much. And it's just he had a really bad game. But has gone from bad to worse because, like you said, they play tomorrow. He's going to be under biggest microscope ever. And if he doesn't score or if he has a bad game, it's going to get worse. And you know, Alvaro is going to be ready. In fact, I'm sure he already has videos ready for after the game in case things go bad. So, I don't know. The more I've seen of Alvaro, the more I've disliked him. And but I get it. You know, that's his character. It gives ESPN ratings. It gets them trending on Twitter. And it just shows why more and more Mexican players are going to the MLS. Man, they don't want to deal with that shit. Look at Chicharo. He doesn't want to deal with that shit. He's like, fuck that. I'm gonna go to LA where they're gonna treat me like a king. Pulido too, you know, Pulido left because he was getting scrutinized too in Mexico. He got kidnapped in Mexico, so it's like MLS is becoming like a safe house for all the Liga MX players.
Are you calling?
I'm curious to see how that's going to affect things moving forward.
Are you calling MLS a safe space?
It's a safe space, man. It's like you get money, your family's going to be taken care of, and you're not going to be dealing with the yellow journalism that exists in Mexico.
Well, this dude isn't a journalist. Well, yeah.
It's just so much negativity, man. Why is there so much negativity in Mexico? I don't get it, man.
It's like the main sport, man. Aren't there like Stephen A? Stephen A, man, There's Stephen A and some other dudes that do some negative stuff as well.
It used to be Skip and Stephen A, and they used to go wild, but they wouldn't go to like the extent that like Alvaro's going.
Yeah, this is next level. And Alvaro's an Americanista. So that's where this is going to. This is like rivals. And usually in the US, you don't have fans that are so heated as a rival that they just are
Yeah,
gonna.
you rarely see like a, you know, like a journalist bring their, you know, their colors into their work. You know, they usually put that to the side.
Yes, he's Central American, dude. Luis on the chat says, yeah, so where does this dude
He's
come
from
off?
Guatemala.
Let's see what else is. Luis is on the chat. Richard Flores. Morales is a clown, but Chivas have always been a BS team. They're popular because they won championships when there were eight teams back in the Stone Age, 50s and 60s. I wish Joel was here hearing that one, man. That's sort of true. Like, I used to, well, this is sort of getting off topic. I told Joel, you remember I don't know if you follow NBA and stuff, but remember the Celtics whenever they won, like, all those championships back in the day? They won like tons of championships, and that was back when people didn't even know how to play basketball, except for these handful of players on the Celtics, and they just dominated. So that's sort of what I think of whenever on Richard's comment. It's like Chivas was playing in the Stone Age when like no one else knew how to play soccer except Chivas, so they just won all those cups. They won the Campeonísimo. Luis also says,
We're guaranteed one title every 10 years. Leave us alone.
yeah. US is, or Luis says, US media corporations pay hand over fist for non-Mexican Latinos who will smear Mexicans. Fox, ESPN. Well, there you go. This
It's
happens.
crazy though.
Well, like you hear Mexican stuff, like the Mexican's worst enemy is another Mexican and all this stuff. So yeah, there's
But yeah, I mean,
negativity all
if you
over.
look at the ESPN crew, they're all from Central America, and I want to punch them all in the face. Like the short dude with the small ass voice. He's from Guatemala too, or some shit. I don't know. But he used to always talk shit about like Chicharo and like how Chicharo was like glorified bench warmer and stuff. And
That's
yeah, Jorge Ramos, who's from
yeah, Jorge
Argentina.
Ramos. That's that side. But then if you look at the Picante, that's the more Mexican. But they're still negative as well, man. They'll like rip into people, and they're more ripping into like executives and stuff, I
Coaches.
guess. Yeah,
I think
coaches
they're
and
more
things.
like what's his name? Puente, right? He was getting a lot of
Yeah, Puente is
hot
another
shit.
thing. Puente was another thing that the thing that bothered me about La Puente was TUDN and what's her name hosted like this panel just ripping into La Puente for everything he said and defending their rights as journalists and that they have pressure too and that they're doing their job. And I was like, man, shut up, dudes. What he said is actually sort of true because a coach, and especially in Mexican League, gets fired left and right. Coaches get fired all over the place. And if they're lucky, they can get recycled. But you don't see journalists getting fired left and right. It's right. They're comfortable. If you lose a few games, like Tena is right now, his job is on the line. You don't get fuera. Fuera Tena, fuera La Volpe, fuera Piojo, and all these chants and stuff. You don't get that in journalism. You don't see that kind of
Unless
pressure.
they get like terrible ratings, I think they can have that conversation where, all right, you know, it's time to go. But yeah, you rarely see journalists like get fired. What they end up doing is, and they end up going to a different network. You know, that happened to Andrés Cantor. You know, he was from Univision, then he went to Telemundo, and it's just like it just happens over time. You know.
I guess the man that
Like
got
Pablo
most.
Ramírez,
Yeah.
think about Pablo Ramírez. He used to be the main guy on Univision. Now I don't even know what he's doing, man.
He
He's
don't,
like
I think he.
commentating like the.
They do half and half, I think, with with Pedro Bermudez. They switch off. I think he's still around. I actually saw him at a in San Antonio not too long ago, one of the friendlies. So he's still around, but yeah, those guys, you know, they have the only one I can think of that everyone hated was Fernando Fiore. Even
oh, man,
like
that guy
even
was terrible.
Like, and he like he went back to he went back and got like he went
they
to the
sent his
English
ass to
side,
Fox.
huh?
Yeah, they sent his ass to Fox.
Yeah, in English.
And he was doing the commentary for the World Cup in English, and it was pretty cringe, man.
Yeah, because yeah. Richard also says Puente was always a bum, failed novella actor, failed pundit, and he got that job because his daddy is friends with certain promoters.
Oh man,
that's true.
Richard's
that's all true.
Got a lot to say.
That's all true, though. I mean, I can. And he's sensitive, dude. He got what was the cause of all this? He got like questioned or something. Oh, he got mad with the journalist who was asking him questions. So he like it reminded me of Nery Castillo when he was like, "Well, I'm in Europe and you're here," and he was like all flinching and stuff. That's sort of what reminded me of when Lapuente was doing this. So it's a little bit similar. He got upset with the journalist, so he tried to like. He tried to jab him. He tried to get him back and, like, stick it to him and stuff. So just a little revenge thing that got out of control. And he opened his mouth too much. He apologized.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. You mess up, you apologize. Just like Ponce messes up and he apologizes. Alvaro Morales hasn't apologized, so he's going to keep on.
Oh, yeah, he's not apologizing.
He's going to keep on clowning. That's sort
I
of.
I think it's embarrassing that didn't they like write him a letter and he ripped it up and stuff like he didn't even read it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think Uriel or was it Chivas? No, it was a Chivas fan. It was a Chivas fan who wrote like a whole letter or something. I think.
Mm-hmm. Calling him a clown and like.
Yeah,
all
he
that
just
stuff.
He just ripped it up. It. The only thing that, like, when you talk about a line, is when they call him, and when you look at it as bullying. Like, if it's bullying, you know, that's sort of messed up. We all laugh at someone misses a penalty kick on the opposing team or on a rival's team. But when it gets to bullying, dude, like, the last thing you want to see is this dude, like, having some serious trauma on the field as a result of all this, like having some nervous breakdown or something.
If I was then, I don't know. I would consider leaving him out for this one.
Jeez. It's almost like sometimes you hear, okay, we gotta do something to help this player get some confidence back. Like maybe put him in a Copa MX game or something, you know, and I don't know.
Or maybe send him to Colombia and have him ask for money on the streets.
Good. Do some hot yoga or do some meditation or
remember,
something.
Remember?
Yeah, we talked about.
Used to ship his players out midweek to Colombia, and I think Hugo Torres was like limosnero for like a couple of days. Then he scored, and then he celebrated like he was asking for money. They need to do that with Antuna.
Yeah.
Put him in a mud bath or something. But yeah, it's definitely a Chivas crisis right now. Dena's had back-to-back losses, and I mean, they're already talking about replacing him, you know? They're talking about Ojitos Mesa, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
When you hear a name like that, you just fucking man stick with Dena, man. Like I ain't trying to have a coach come in mid season, and then having this process start all over again. You know, even if it's a dumpster fire, just let Dena have his 18 games, and then figure shit out in the summertime. It's not like we're gonna go down to Ascenso.
Richard also says, who pays 11 million for an MLS reject like Antuna? The guy's the definition of inconsistent. Yeah, that dude, like, I've seen clips of him, like, trapping a ball, like a long pass to him in the air, and he'll just trap it nice and neat on his foot. And then the one time where he's on the corner and he tries a cross, but he hits it with his opposite leg and it goes away and he misses the ball completely. There's been some inconsistently there, inconsistency.
Yeah.
So,
And it's kind of crazy because after it's all said and done, he was very close to scoring the equalizer, but Corona had an amazing game.
yeah, there was one shot where, he blocked it. He had the opportunity.
It was a header. Yeah, he was ready to score, man. I thought he had scored, but Corona. He's like 40 years old now, I think, still playing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got Jurado, who's like, supposed to be the next in kin, just playing for the under 23 or under 20, because he can't get minutes with the senior team.
I saw a comment that he should have been signed by LAFC, because their goalie, I think, made some pretty bad plays or isn't the optimum goalie for LAFC. Yeah, Jurado needs to get in there somewhere. He needs to get with some team. But for that, going to Liga MX, I guess. Pumas is doing good.
How does it feel to be on top?
It's pretty good. It feels similar to, like, even last season. Pumas was up there for a little bit. They had spurts where they would do well. The Toluca win was sort of pretty impressive because Toluca plays really good, but their defense was just horrific. Like, their Pumas wasn't like super powerful as well as they played, but it was sufficient throughout the game against a weak sort of defense from Toluca, and they were able to get that win. So that was pretty good. I'm just expecting, things to level out, things to even as the season goes through. And they probably will be able to make it in Liguilla, if not be very close to qualifying for Liguilla. So that's how I see the Puma season going through. I don't think they're going to maintain this. Rayados is what is surprising, man. They tied Juarez. Are they at the very bottom? They're at the very bottom. Yeah, Monterrey, Rayados.
Oh, Rayados.
They're in 18th spot, man. And they just lost Pizarro.
Campeonitis.
Yeah, so they're in big trouble. Guadalajara's 13th.
It's crazy that even with obviously the terrible start for Rayados, they still have a chance at a treble because they won the Conca Champions, they won the league. And they're in the semifinals of the Copa Mekis.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The triplete?
Mm-hmm.
Chivas going for the singlete. Oh, goal. Olimpia just scored a tied 2-2.
2-2, let's go.
So, that's the champ.
Where are they from?
Olimpia's want to do it? Shoot. I don't know. Honduras or Guatemala?
Goes to show how terrible the defending is by MLS sides. Holy shit, they had like six people in the box. Goalie came out of his line. How does that ball go in? Which reminds me of like the second goal that Leon scored against LAFC was just so funny. Because, like, they were all offside, and Chapo Montes kind of waited, and then one of the LAFC defenders just runs out of straight panic, not thinking, and he puts them all onside again, and that's how they scored.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was a funny goal.
That's like a That's like
Like,
a
what are you doing,
typical,
bro?
that's a typical type of American. Like your head's not in the game, soccer play. Because if you see a defender back there, you're like immediately, oh, I need to get back there, right? I need to go back and cover my spot. American defenses are organized and they're, you know, they don't get beat to the back. You know, they start in the back, they bunker in the back, and they build forward. If you get taken from, you know, if you get taken and beat to your goal, then that's, you know, a no-no. And then dude rushed and he just enabled it, so.
It was funny because I'm like, oh, like he's gonna pass the ball, they're gonna be offside, but then just out of nowhere, dude, he just runs up. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh man, Juarez, man, they've actually had a good start of the season. They're in sixth place, man.
Fifth place, man.
Huh?
Fifth
Oh,
place.
fifth place. Oh wow, above Cruz Azul.
So we have
Wow, they
Pumas,
have.
America, León, Querétaro's doing well, FC Juárez, Cruz Azul, San Luis, and Necaxa. So there's a bunch of like,
If you were to tell me that was going to be the top eight, six fixtures, and I would say you're off your rocker, man.
yeah, Necaxa did good last
Like,
season, so they're sort of okay. I can understand them. But you have one, two, three, four teams that are sort of unexpected there. Querétaro, FC Juárez, San Luis. Well, Querétaro did good last season also. They were up there, up
well,
top.
I mean, if you were to tell me Rayos would be at the bottom of the table too, I mean, it's just what?
Yeah, you got even like Pachuca, you know, typically is solid. Tigres is in
Tigres.
10th. Santos is in 9th. Toluca 12th. Toluca's been bad for a while now. And then Rayados, yeah. So Monterrey's all the way at the bottom. That's just crazy. So I guess we can look at next week. Well, let me see. We got some activity on the chat here. These chat dudes are going crazy. Biggest mistake of JJ Macias' career was to return to Chivas. He went from being linked to European teams.
Randy, shout out to Randy,
Randy, yeah.
the only Atlas fan that I know.
Messi and
And
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Atlas are gonna do Chivas the favor of allowing us to lay on their dead body as they descend. Oh man.
Oh, he brings up Messi and Ronaldo would be at Inter Miami. Dude, if they played Liga MX teams, they wouldn't win out of pity. Liga MX would be like, que se les cae la baba. They looking up to Messi and Ronaldo. They'd just be sitting there looking, oh, it's Messi, it's Messi, it's Ronaldo, and then they would
I don't
score
know about
on
that.
them.
All
No,
I know is Beckham secured 180 million from Qatar. So they got some big boy money, man. And I think they're gonna, I mean, it's Beckham, you know, so I can see him bringing a very attractive star to Miami.
yeah. We were talking about this on some other, I think last podcast or something. The only way Liga MX loses to MLS side is if MLS takes all the South Americans, all the current Mexicans that are coming over, and that continues, and then their whole, you know, the whole starting 11 is pure either Mexican or South American, and no Americans at all starting. And Mexico's left is our Liga MX teams are left with leftovers. That's the only way MLS will end up beating Liga MX teams. I mean, you could probably have like a Jordan Morris or like the top Americans in on a side, but other than that, the depth is the problem with MLS. That's the only way they're going to be able to.
I mean, and just the sheer size, I mean, they're gonna eventually be 30 teams in the league, and that's just at that point you can't possibly create a competitive league with that many teams. It's just too many teams.
Oh yeah. So going into Jornada 7 on Friday night, Atlas and Pachuca. three games: Atlas, Pachuca, Puebla, Toluca, and Cholos, Chivas. That big game is Cholos, Chivas. So I'm glad I am subscribed to Chivas TV. So as I announced
Well,
earlier, I'm glad this is going to be on Fox Sports.
yeah, see, that's the thing I hate about the Chivas TV subscription is this month I paid $7 to watch one home game, and that's it.
Because they're all away.
Want my money back.
You didn't watch like the extras and the behind the scenes or whatever, if they
I
even have that.
mean, I don't know. And then I don't even bother watching the Femenil. But it's just like, man, it's such a bad. And the stream was so bad again. That Grizzly game, the stream was so bad. I had to
Yeah.
change it to English because it kept dropping out.
Oh, it's weird.
But yeah, I'm glad that this game's gonna be on cable. It's a big game. I think Cholos, they're not doing so well either. They're We got the same amount of points as they do, so it could be a toss-up. I expect it to be a draw. Maybe like a 2-2.
Yeah, they lost a big player, the Nahuelpan, at Cholos. He went to Querétaro, I believe. So, yeah, that's gonna be a
I
good
will
game.
say though, if Chivas lose again, I think this is the end for Dena. I don't think he's gonna stick around for the rest of the season. So it's a big game. It's a big game for Chivas.
Yeah, this is they're stacked. And what are they doing? They're not producing the results. Like, if you get stacked like that, and then you have the press and everything calling you
Oh
Galacticos and all this
yeah,
stuff,
and I
then you
forgot to
can't.
even mention Chicote got in trouble for showing up to the practice hungover, because I guess after the game he went to party.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I think things aren't good, man. They need some discipline. If that's happening, then yeah, that's terrible.
Not sure what's happening, man.
It's
These guys
bigger.
were
It's off. It's
these guys.
extra conscious stuff.
Beginning of the season, these guys were the Super Chivas, Super Galacticas. You know, now it's like that's a nightmare.
Yeah, so on Saturday, let's see, we got Leon Necaxa, and then a good one with Cruz Azul, Tigres, Rayados, America. And I
A
could see,
rematch of the final.
yeah, I could see America
And
beating them.
they couldn't be on farther opposite ends right now. America's in fine form, and Rayados are just, I got the campeonitis.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if America beats them, get some
Oh
revenge,
yeah.
and they continue to be down in the dumps. Tigres Cruz Azul, that's gonna be good. That could be a close matchup.
Expect Leon to probably use bench against Necaxa. I don't think they're gonna use their strong side. I could see Necaxa winning. Then on Sunday, Pumas Morelia, Querétaro San Luis, and Juárez versus Santos.
Yeah, so the Pumas, I'm checking out the stream here. Okay, good.
Pumas got a good chance, man. Morelia is in 16th position.
I think Pumas can do well. I'm looking at Querétaro against San Luis, and then Juárez, and could surprise Santos, but you never know. They're playing away, so or Santos is playing away, so they might have a tough time against lowly Juárez,
Yeah,
even
I
though
can see Juarez
Juárez is,
winning at home, and Querétaro will probably take it at home as well.
yeah, so there you have it. Some good soccer over this weekend, and they're gonna have to prepare the teams for next week. Go back to CONCACAF Champions. We also had Champions League, which I think you followed the Champions League games. I think a lot of those games, like the PSG, the Liverpool loss. It's similar to CONCACAF Champions in that those teams, I think, eventually are going to pull through. What's
Well,
that
the
dude's?
interesting thing is, Liverpool are on this crazy streak. Who were humbled against Cholos Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and the English teams had a bad time because Spurs lost as well.
Yeah, it's
But I think the biggest story of the Champions League was two things. Number one, Haaland, just a freaking psychopath. That guy has scored two goals, and he's been a crazy signing for Dortmund. And then Atalanta beating Valencia 4-1 on their Champions League debut. Like, this is their first time ever being in Champions League. So some pretty big upsets.
Yeah. All right. So any other so we got Liga MX, we got any other topics you wanna go over before we end it?
For players abroad, we had Edson Alvarez. He played the full 90 minutes. No, he didn't play the full 90 minutes. He played like 50 something minutes today for Ajax. Jimenez played the full 90 for Wolves. Wolves won 4-0. Hector Herrera didn't play in the Champions League because he's injured. And that's pretty much all from the players abroad. I think Tecatito probably played. He's been doing really well for Porto, and hopefully he, I don't know. I think he could go to a bigger club, but I can see why he would stay at Porto.
Yeah. Yeah,
They treated him nicely.
Jimenez is just the bright spot, man. He just needs to do more on the national team.
It's just like Hector Herrera, like he was the captain of Porto, and then he goes to Atleti to polish some boots, man. He hasn't really been able to break in. It's been a terrible, terrible year for players abroad. We have more players than ever leaving, and then we don't really have any players from Mexico getting exported. So it's not good, man. I think at all times Mexico should have at least 15 to 20 Mexican players in Europe. But it seems like we're going to have maybe 10, and then the rest either in Mexico or in MLS, unfortunately.
Oh, I guess some other news to end the show on. If you want to talk about Moleros, 2020 Leagues Cup information revealed. As far as dates, July, August, and September is when the games will be played. The
Oh, for
list,
the CONCACAF
yeah, the Leagues Cup.
League of Nations, or
It's just Leagues Cup, I guess.
what's Leagues Cup?
It's the MLS Liga MX teams.
Oh, is it the
So,
Superliga?
yeah. So like there's one, two, three, there's eight MLS teams that have already been chosen. Philadelphia Union, Toronto FC, DC United, New York Red Bulls, Real Salt Lake, Minnesota, LA Galaxy, and Timbers. And then from Liga MX is gonna be
Campeón de campeones, champion.
runner
Campeón de
up.
campeones, runner-up. Copa MX champion. Five top-ranked Liga MX teams. In the combined Apertura 19 and 20.
Yeah. So
So
that's
what is
it's just
what
more
exactly?
it's just more Liga MX MLS drama and action. More, and it's going to be all in the
So.
United States, I believe, right? The locations for all these games is in the United States. So they're going to be making dollars off these suckers. They're going to be
So
stealing.
this is, oh, this is being played in the summer. Okay.
They're going to be taking them for their dollars.
This is stupid.
People want to see it. People want to see US versus Mexico. And they'll pay good money for it, so.
Funny because was it Houston Dynamo got a lot of shit for tweeting. Get the super Mexican package, and it was like tickets for like
To see
when Houston
Chicharito.
hosts, yeah, when
That
they
was
host
FC Dallas, though.
Chicharito.
That was FC Dallas.
Oh, Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Dynamo.
Houston made fun of him. Houston made fun of him. Like the Dynamo.
Okay. It's like, damn, you're out there pimping other people's players.
It's pretty sad. All right, man. Any last thoughts?
Randy said that, did you guys hear Liga Ascenso is going on a hiatus for 5 years? I know
Yeah.
something got announced today, but I didn't
Yeah, that's what it was
think.
announced. We sort of heard that in previous years, though, like it was going away for 1 or 2 years, and further details were to come. But yeah, the whole Ascenso and all that's messed up anyway. Like, you can buy your way back in, and all these crazy rules and stuff. And then if you want to ascend, then you have to have all these requirements and stuff, which some of them didn't. You know, the right stadium or the right. I think you had to pay a certain fee or something. Just crazy stuff, man.
You had to have 20 a stadium that fits at least 20,000 fans,
Yeah.
and then you had to pay to. When you get promoted, you have to pay to play,
Yeah, that's crazy.
which is kind of crazy. But I mean,
So it's all
it was
messed up
down to
anyway.
like 12 teams, 11 teams, so.
Yeah, they need to revamp all that.
Yeah,
So.
I don't really have any final thoughts. I'm just tired of this whole MLS. We've been talking about MLS way too much lately. I'm tired of giving them energy and attention.
Yeah.
For me, just hope that Chivas bounce back, get a win in Tijuana, and stop with the bullying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have, man. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on. The other guys were busy or something going on, so glad to have you on and get a little bit of discussion this week, and we'll see what happens. Should be a good weekend, and I guess good luck to them, Chivas, because it's sort of like I'm sort of feeling sad, man. I'm feeling sorry. I'm like, dang, man, Antuna, keep your head up, dude. Keep your head up, Chivas. You're like so much hype going into the season for him, and
I
all these
know.
signings and all this money spent, and then it's like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shout out to all the listeners. Thank you guys for in the chat and for contributing, and then shout out to Discordia.